Hi, this is Siraj, Unleashing Talent, and welcome back on another podcast. And today we would briefly talk about the sense of ownership and accountability and how autonomy plays an important role. First of all, understand what is accountability. Accountability is more like the managerial stuff. So if you have issues with accountability in the organization that is leading to a poor engagement, then you need to work on the management side of the organization. But the responsibilities come to people with ownership, and ownership is all about leading. It comes from inside, it doesn't come from outside. So you can have the authority on someone to make that individual work, but you cannot motivate that individual. So the motivation comes from within, which is intrinsic motivation, and extrinsic is something that comes from outside. So I mean, both of these, the accountability and ownership, are important for the organizational success, for the success of the leader. And the leader has to understand the value of accountability and how you lay out the accountability and how you define accountability so that people know what to do, what not to do. But at the same time, as a leader, you need to create the environment conducive enough for people to thrive. You need to give them love and compassion and motivation. Be the role model. You are responsible for creating the culture that motivates people to do their best. And this is the way you contribute towards unleashing talent and unlocking potential for optimal performance. Without autonomy, people would never go extra mile and do something different or something, some experimentation. They would not commit errors and learn. I think leaders have to understand clearly and transition from just accountability to responsibilities to providing autonomy to people. Okay, understanding these four or five elements are extremely important for any manager who wants to transition to a leader. As a leader, look at yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. Do you focus more on people from the accountability perspective, or do you focus on them more from the ownership perspective? And look at yourself, whether you need to focus more on defining processes and procedures to make people more accountable, or do you want to create a culture where people take ownership? As a leader, you have the responsibilities to do more. So do a little bit of introspection as a leader, as a manager, and see where you need to work yourself. Maybe you can think of 3 to 4 areas where you would like to work over the next 3 to 6 months, and then see the results. I'm sure you would find that people feeling more motivated after you took those steps. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast.